Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We will be joined in about an hour by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He's one of the co-hosts of the Take Command podcast. We'll talk about the Commanders draft class and more with him coming up in just about an hour. So I know that J.P. Finley broke out some of these numbers for Jaden Daniels yesterday with B. Mitch. And it's time to put your gambling pants on, boys, because I have Jaden Daniels over-under numbers for his rookie season right in front of me. And we're going to gamble over-under on every single one of these numbers.
I wish. I remember what I predicted a week ago. I feel like we made predictions on Jaden Daniels a week ago.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close.
I just love over.
I know my instincts on these are, they, you know, I don't want to go through them yet, but they're just easy. These are, I feel like these are easy bets.
The numbers look low, but you got to remember
health.
The numbers, they look low.
I know, but I can only assume.
But the average stat for quarterbacks last year went under.
And Valdez,
I think, Valdez is a big proponent of unders on all totals.
Unders is always like the easier the path is always to the under.
It's blind. It's not just injury, but in a vacuum, everything needs to go right in order to hit an over.
Right.
You know, complementary players need to stay healthy. Scheme, play calling.
Maybe these numbers are set low because of that.
Maybe.
They do look kind of low. But
I think they look low.
And look, there's unknowns, too. What if?
I believe last year, every quarter, I think I did the math. I think it was like if you bet $100 on every total for the quarterbacks, you ended up being plus 1,900.
I mean, I find it unlikely, but what if?
I'm happy to do that.
What if Dan Quinn and the coaching staff just determine that Jaden's not ready to start week one and he starts week five or week six? Then all of your overs, if you pick them, are blown out of the water.
Sure.
They're just dead on arrival.
And there were almost 80 quarterbacks that played last year, so a ton of injuries.
Now, I think Jaden Daniels is going to start week one.
Now, if you took Jordan Love over all those numbers last year, well, you killed it.
Yeah, you crushed.
But if you're going to bet all of them, then the under is probably the best play.
Right.
But go ahead.
All right, let's lead off with touchdowns. These are passing touchdowns, not rushing touchdowns. The number, 18.5.
Seems low
over.
Because
I don't care. I'm over that. You know, if he gets hurt, he ain't gonna hit it. But over.
If he plays every game,
he's over.
That's
probably he plays 17 games.
Yeah, over.
That's just one.
That's
point,
a big
whatever.
If.
One
that's
per
a,
game.
That's
a big
low
if.
Number. I mean, if he throws 19 touchdowns, it's nothing to write home about.
How many? How have the season?
20. He was 20 and 20. I think.
He barely went over.
Right, but Howell's
21.
Howell did nothing the last six games.
Howell had 21.
I know.
He did nothing the last six games.
Yeah, I mean, I would
he played
think
all
over,
17. That's what helped. Him.
That's the hard part is the health factor.
Yeah,
I mean, Anthony Richardson is a huge guy. Now they ran him differently than you would think that Jaden Daniels run, but. What did he last? Four games?
His shoulder got pwned.
Yeah.
Like nice and early in the
but
season.
But if you put Anthony Richardson standing shirtless next to Jaden Daniels,
they look like two different species of human beings.
Right.
Anthony Richardson looks like he was created in a lab, and Jaden Daniels looks like he needs to eat eight meals a day. Like they don't look anything alike. They're
and
frames.
If you could guarantee me that he was going to play the full season, 18.5, I would go over.
Of course.
Because if he didn't go over, that he probably has a bad year.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, if he has 15 passing touchdowns and plays a full season, that's a bad year.
How many touchdowns did Bryce Young have last season? Was 11. It like 11 or 12?
He had 11.
Future number. I mean,
he had an awful year. Now, he didn't have any weapons.
There's a reason that they drafted Xavier Leggett, and they drafted a running back, and they traded for Deontay Johnson.
Like, yeah, they need help.
They need a better, you know, surrounding cast.
Stroud had 23 last year. Now, he missed a couple of games, right?
He missed two games. Now, maybe, I don't know if those he missed two? Okay.
I don't think quarterback touchdown passes is necessarily an indicator of how well the quarterback does.
But this is a passing bet, correct? The 18.5, it's right. Not a combined touchdown.
Passing tutties only.
I would lean towards the over, but I would be very nervous. Well, it's not a lock 'em up.
I think it's a pretty. If he stays healthy, you can breathe.
I think there's only one number here that I'm leaning towards the under out of five numbers so far.
I agree with you, but I think that one's close.
All right, so I think all of us are unanimous on over the 18.5 touchdowns, passing touchdowns.
I kind of like under.
You like the under?
Kind of like the under.
You're going to zig while we're
zagging.
Well,
you're going to take unders on all.
No, I know, but I'm just saying if he played in all of these games and there was no injury, I kind of like the under because I think. I think the trend now is to kind of run it when you're in that red zone and in the 10-yard, within 10 yards.
Right.
I think that's kind of what the NFL is trending towards, is punching it in
his
that
deep
way.
Deep ball prowess. You don't think he'll hit on a few of those?
Yeah, a few of those, but not to have more than 19 total touchdowns. Look, I'm not saying if he has 18 touchdowns, it's a bad year for him. Mm-hmm. I'm just they don't have the horses to be that explosive yet, so maybe they try to punch it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of what I'm envisioning. Maybe a lot of quarterback draws and design runs around the 20.
Well, let's go through.
Or there could be dump offs to Austin Eckler, and then he does all the work and brings it in.
Hmm. Yeah,
still counts.
Again, it depends on how many games he plays, which you obviously don't know.
Counting this correctly, 18 quarterbacks had more than 18.5 last season.
Yeah.
So on the low side. Justin Herbert in 13 games had 20. Geno Smith in 15 games had 20. Sam Howell had 21, played all the games. Trevor Lawrence, 21. C.J. Stroud with the 23, mentioned that. So I'd be nervous. I think Valdez could end up being right, but I would lean towards over.
All right, let's go to yards now. The over-under number is 3,250.
I'm soaring over it.
It's less than 200 passing yards per game.
Such a pedestrian
number. If
he plays
17 games.
Yeah.
That's like 180 passing yards per game.
I mean, I think he's going to be...
The majority of the league, the majority of starters probably went over that number.
Right.
Only 17.
That's the majority.
It's still the majority. All right, barely, but it is.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to the games. If he plays 14 games, he's probably not getting over that.
Yeah, I need him. I need him in 15 plus games to hit these overs.
I'm going over.
If he's in 12 or 13 games, I don't like it.
The bets. You definitely need 14 games. Because I'm looking. Justin Herbert, who we think is a pretty good quarterback, played in 13 games, 31-34.
Yeah,
you need 14 games.
By the way, on a side note, I would take all the Justin Herbert passing unders in 2024. Just look at what they're doing with that offense.
I would probably too, but let's see where they
just take
it at.
Every single one. I'm going to go over, but not by a lot. If he has 35, 3,600 passing yards sprinkles in some rushing yards, like I think that's about where he'll come in. Maybe he surprises and goes for 4,000 as a rookie. I don't know. Maybe.
I just think at 3,000 is just such a pedestrian number these days. I mean,
Justin Fields last season in 13 games, 2,500 yards.
13 games. And he sucks.
He's just not an accomplished passer.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was year four, right? Year four of Justin Fields?
I believe so, yeah.
Right. That's why they
played in 13 games, and some people were on the fence with whether they should keep going with Justin Fields.
They got off the fence.
Because he runs for so much, right?
Looked like a Hall of Famer when he played Washington.
If Jaden runs for 800 yards, which might be a low ball number for Jaden Daniels, then maybe he's going to be below these numbers.
All right, let's move on to interceptions. 13.5.
I mean, let me just mention this yard. Yeah. I'm going to take the under on yards.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, who who won the MVP, threw for 3,678.
That's 400 over.
Yeah, just way over this number.
Okay, but do you think he's going to be close to Lamar Jackson as a rookie?
I don't know.
He might ultimately become a Lamar Jackson-like player. That's the person he's been most comp to, right? Jaden Daniels has been most comped to Lamar Jackson. Is he going to give you Lamar Jackson numbers in year one? I doubt it.
I don't need 3,678. I need 3,251. And by my math, that's less than 200 passing yards per game.
Yeah, I would probably go under it.
You think Cliff Kingsbury is going to scheme up an offense that passes for less than 200 yards per game? I don't think that's the case.
Well, if his quarterback is running for 80 a game.
I think 80 a game.
We also have to see how he's used.
I don't think he's going to be running for 80 a game.
Let's see what kind of system they run.
I think that's an outrageous ask.
You can't look at those stats because you got to think about the number of attempts that were thrown. The Ravens have one of the best rushing offenses in the league. So why would you throw the ball nonstop? In comparison,
well, I understand that, but part of that is because Lamar is such a good runner. Lamar is part of that running game.
Josh Allen threw, who was a running quarterback, threw for over 130 more attempts than Lamar Jackson did.
Yeah, Lamar didn't throw a ton of balls.
So
he was 17th in the league in attempts.
So you can't just look at, Lamar had X amount of yards, and if Jaden's comp to Lamar, then he should have around the same amount.
The interceptions.
No, I'm saying he's going to have less. I would comp him to Lamar, and I would just take Lamar's numbers and take dramatically less than what Lamar is accomplishing in most of the categories, especially for Jaden Daniels as a rookie. I'm just saying I'm taking an under on that one.
All right. Shouldn't we comp him to Kyler, who started in 2019 as a rookie, similar type of quarterback,
right,
with Kingsbury?
It's a rookie year.
He threw 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and passed for 3,700 yards.
Yeah, man, that soars over.
Did he play a full season?
He played a full season, 16 games that year.
Yeah, again, if you could tell me he's going to play a full season, I'm going over on some of these numbers. But I'm just banking on him not.
All right, let's move to the interceptions, 13.5.
That seems like a high number.
13.5.
Let's see, how many guys threw more than that?
He's a guy that takes care of the ball, at least in college he did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go under
13.5. Six guys last year threw more than 13.5 picks.
Yeah.
How many of them were rookies?
And they were all... How many were rookies?
None of them.
Well, Hal wasn't a rookie, but first-year starter.
Yeah.
He was the only one.
I mean, most of them are really good quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Tua.
But they're
Patrick
also
Mahomes.
Throwing the ball almost 600 times.
Right.
I don't see Daniels throwing the ball 600 times.
No, nor should he as a rookie.
I would take the under
I'm
going to
take under, and that also, I would you take get under hooked that. On that one with the getting
with
injured.
The health part, yeah. I think that's probably the biggest.
I should take under on all the interception numbers.
Well, it's not just that. You should do it for every stat.
I know, but I'm saying it'd be even a little easier.
But see, here's the problem. You can't just do it with one or two guys. You got to do it with...
No, I know. Do all 30.
You got to do volume.
I know. I understand.
Or do it with half the league.
Yeah.
You're going to make money. You do it with 15 starters or 16 starters, you're going to make money. But now you got to place a lot of wagers.
No, I know. I like it.
All right, rushing
touchdowns.
You got to
place about 75 wagers.
For Jaden Daniels as a rookie, the number, 4.5.
I'll go over that one.
By the way, the 13.5, I think, is a lock. People should jump on that and put a lot of money on it. Under 13.
I like the under there.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. I feel like it's a bigger lock than the other ones.
I agree.
I think Jaden Daniels, if he stays healthy, he's upright. I mean, 6 or 7 touchdowns rushing seems like a lot.
I think that rushing number is a joke. That's one I would go over.
Over.
I mean, I know you can't go over any of these. I would have to go over that.
Although Drab pointing out Kyler Murray's rookie season is intriguing. 16 games, he gave you 4 rushing touchdowns. Mm. You probably would have guessed more. You would have guessed the over if I said
lock, I would.
Over under 4.5. You would have said over.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
All right, and the final stat we have here is for the over under rushing yards for Jaden Daniels, 550.
I'm soaring way over that. I'll lose, but that's what I'm going to do.
Kyler Murray is a rookie, 544.
What is that like? Is that 30-ish rushing yards per game? Something in that neighborhood? Maybe a little more? 30 to 35 rushing yards per game?
35 times 10 is 350. I don't know. Probably something
somewhere
like
around
that.
There. Yeah, I think he destroys that number.
Yeah.
Just
32 yards a game.
Because he's going to give you a game. He's going to give you at least one game where he rushes for like 110 yards.
Right.
I mean, where he's going to be the leading rusher on the team, and he's just going to break off like a 60-yarder.
Right.
I think. I mean, that seems to be within his skill set.
I don't think he's going to shatter that. I think it'll be close.
I'm 4 or 5.
How many quarterbacks? How many rushing quarterbacks, or how many quarterbacks rushed for more than 550 last year?
I would guess not Josh Allen probably did. Jalen Hurts probably did.
Well, Lamar definitely did.
Hurts might not have, though.
I doubt Hurts did.
Hurts Fields scored a lot of touchdowns, but he was gimpy. I'm going to go under his number.
Fields did.
Yeah.
All right, so Lamar did. Fields did.
What did Hal rush for? 300?
Hurts did.
Hurts did make that number.
He had 605. Allen was under 550.
Hmm.
What did Hal run for? He was just running for his life. He wasn't. They never ran him.
Yeah, they were running for your life.
He was just running for his life.
I don't know. He's not in the top 50.
200 maybe.
I gotta go back.
He was way underutilized that way.
Unless I'm missing it.
All right, so I think most of us are on most of the overs in these five.
Sam Howell was at 263.
Yeah, that's about right. We I think we agree on all of them.
Yeah,
I think JP maybe is taking a contrary view on passing yards based on Lamar. It's something I understand.
Put it this way, Valdez, tell me if you agree. If you played the under on all five of those, I think you're going to make money.
I would agree, unless it's just crazy.
He thinks that about everything, though.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Daniels.
But if you told me that there's going to be 17 games in the season, I would – here, Jason, hold that up again. Yeah. I would do
– Oh, if he's going to play 17?
Yeah, I would do – TDs under, yards over, INTs under, rushing touchdowns under, rushing yards under.
So there were only three quarterbacks that went over the 550 rushing yards. It was Hurts, Fields, Jackson.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of yards.
But the touchdowns, do you know how many rushing touchdowns Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen had?
I'm going to say 15.
15 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed it.
It's a boatload.
Lamar only had 5. Justin Fields had 4. Josh Dobbs had 6.
But think about that. Allen had 15 rushing touchdowns, but he still didn't get to 550.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a big number.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 40 minutes, we'll get back into the Commanders. We'll be joined by Logan Paulson coming up at 9 a.m. here.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm the fan. All right, I may come off as a curmudgeon / old man shaking his fist at the sky for bringing this up.
All right.
But I don't understand. Here's something one of many things I don't understand, and it's been in the news a good amount of late. I don't understand car meetups and car, like.
What do you mean?
A car meetup is apparently when people will, like, 100 people will show up with their Challengers, their Chargers, or their Camaros, and they'll block an intersection, and they'll take over like a portion of the street, and they'll just start doing like burnouts and donuts. And
why are they doing that?
They think it's
again,
cool.
I don't know. I don't understand the attraction. I'm not a gearhead. I'm
when
not
you
a
said
guy.
Car meetup, I was thinking there's a McDonald's. I bet you're somewhat familiar with it on Shady Grove Road.
Okay,
where I think on Sunday mornings at the McDonald's. There's a bunch of kind of old-fashioned cars.
That's different. That's
different.
They're not even really old-fashioned cars. They're kind of, you know,
like muscle cars,
like Mustangs,
hey, look at
or whatever.
My Chevelle, right? But, you know, from 1967.
Yeah, but they park those.
Yeah, they park them, yeah. and then they look. I don't understand.
And people
even
go
that,
in and out.
Though.
They take pictures.
Yeah, people,
they sit in them.
People yes. gawk at them. Like, hey, look at my ZZ Top car from the
Correct.
Legs video. Okay, it's similar, but these are more like these people are doing Jason's favorite Judas Priest thing. They're breaking the law. Like they're shutting down traffic. They're disrupting traffic.
All right.
There was a video of one of these meetups. I think it was in PG County from a few days ago where
Prince George's County case.
Okay, Prince George's County, whatever. It's always PG County for life. Okay. Where I guess there was a beef between some people at the car meetup.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was in one of the cars. He's trying to get away from two or three people, and he's hitting 8 or 10 cars as he's trying to drive away from these people chasing his car that mm-hmm. are just tracking him down on foot. And then eventually they catch up to him, and they're banging on the windshield and banging on the doors. But in the meantime, this guy crashed into like 10 different cars.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's going on.
It happened in early April in Fairfax County, too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where. But after it happened, so the cops did show up. And the people in the meetup started to attack the cops. They started to attack the cop car.
Right. I mean,
they're trying to kick the windows in. And Kevin Davis was so bitter.
Oh, I'm sure.
He said, this will never happen again, ever. And so I don't know what kind of stipulations or rules or, you know, how many different officers actually show up.
What's the
now?
Age demographic of the people?
I don't know.
They're probably in their 20s.
Are they a bunch of teenagers?
Yes. Younger.
Yes.
I mean, probably in their 20s.
So young knuckleheads. 20s
into their 30s. I don't know.
With muscle cars stopping traffic to do stupid donuts.
Yeah, I just.
By the way, have you
I don't understand the attraction.
Have
of
you
it.
Ever been around a guy doing donuts?
No.
I have.
No.
So I was in your old hood.
Of course not.
It's Cipriano Square.
Right okay? there in Lanham. Right?
Yeah, in Lanham.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a Burger King or something. Some fast food joint.
I think it was a Burger King. Yeah.
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 And all of a sudden, some dude just started doing a donut right in the park. I was literally terrified. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if the guy was under the influence. I didn't know if, you know, I just didn't know what was going on. And I was parked. Like, not that far away from him. I'm like, this guy's going to slide right into me and kill me.
Yep.
He didn't give a crap.
If anybody that's listening has been to these car meetups, or this is your thing, this is your jam.
It can't be.
Call us at 800-636-1067 and explain the attraction. Because I just...
Maybe that 32-year-old kid that didn't like the show, maybe that's something he does.
Maybe. I don't understand it. But maybe that's because I don't go to see Fast and Furious 6 in the theaters.
Right.
Like, it's just not something that's important to me.
Right.
Doesn't
surprising well, that you haven't been into the Fast and Furious movies, because you kind of are into blockbusters and those type of movies, like all the
that's
Marvel
true.
Movies.
I generally like movies that have explosions and not a lot of storyline.
Not great plot, just action.
Yeah, correct. So you know what? I did watch a movie that I believe was nominated for an Academy Award in this most recent run, American Fiction. Has anybody seen it?
No, but that's the one about the African-American writer.
Correct.
He's frustrated that his like deep novels aren't going well, so then he does a goofy one, and that's the one that's
one of the hits. Yeah. My wife saw it.
Rented it for like $4. It was good. It was well done. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot more than I would enjoy going and watching a guy with his old like Dodge Challenger peeling wheel
now,
at a local
what
intersection.
What about like that show that I watch, you know, where they're all racing
Memphis the Street Outlaws?
Yeah, like where they... Now, I think it's made for TV, so I think the TV, they're now involved. But what they would do typically is they just take an abandoned road.
Right.
And, just, you know, well, I think they I did mean, that in Aberdeen and donked off a bunch of people,
it's a
right?
Long,
or not Aberdeen.
No, Oxon Hill. Oxon Hill, years ago, there was an illegal street race at night, and I think like 8 or 10 people died.
No, but it was an. I thought the town started with an A. Wasn't it?
I mean, there may have been one in Aberdeen.
Allentown.
No. It was out in southern Maryland. Oh, damn it, I forgot the name.
There was definitely one in Oxon Hill. Like, I want to say a dozen years ago, maybe more.
Right off Livingston Road.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Indian Head Highway, maybe.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure.
Have you ever raced anybody in your car?
Never.
No.
I don't think I have either.
No, but I have tried to see how fast my car can go.
Though I will say years ago, probably 10 years ago, I had a Dodge Charger Daytona edition that I had for like a month.
Uh-huh.
And it was the fastest car that I've ever driven.
Yeah.
And I will say I was tempted at times when I was a red light.
Yeah, to take off.
To gun it.
To just challenge somebody to a race. Because, yeah. I mean, I would have pwned them unless they're in a Lamborghini.
Let me see how you would challenge somebody to race. I'm next. Right. I'm next to
next
you.
To me,
I'm next to you.
You're hitting your gas. Yeah. You're hitting your gas.
I know, but you don't know me. I'm like, just.
Hey, you want to go?
So you'd point.
I point at you. Say, you want to go?
I say, let's
go.
You want
to go?
I give you a thumbs up.
Your point being, Cakes would have no idea what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in that
world.
Sphere. It's yeah. not my. It's yeah. not my thing.
Don't know yeah. how it goes down.
But yeah. I'm telling you,
I was tempted
because I was sitting in that car, and you could just when you're in a powerful car, you could just feel it like coursing through like the body of the car. Mm-hmm. Like when it's that powerful, the
you could feel the horsepower.
You could feel it. And
so, Cakes, getting back to this car meetup in PG County, where did they arrest the guy? I hope they got.
Oh, I'm sure that guy was arrested. He hit like
he hit ten cars.
He hit
right,
10 cars, and not like little fender benders. Like he was like bouncing off cars, trying to get away from like 3 or 4 dudes who were chasing him down.
Right.
It was a crazy chaotic scene.
I don't get the attraction.
It's mystifying to me, and apparently, like one happened recently in I think at the Wegmans in Fairfax. Drab, is that correct? There was like a Wegmans parking lot somewhere in Fairfax County.
Westfield Chantilly.
Okay.
They did a big bust
yeah.
the other night.
Yeah, that's
why Kevin Davis, they come down hard. Yeah, they come down hard on that.
Right, because they don't want to continue happening.
How can you bust a car meetup if they haven't done anything yet?
I don't know.
If it's a meetup in a parking lot, you can.
Yeah, I mean,
stop traffic, is it in a parking lot or is it on
yeah,
the road?
Yeah, they're
parking lot. It's empty parking lot.
They're usually in parking lots.
I don't think you can do anything with that.
Unless they report to cars racing, and then they went back there.
Well, I mean, even if a parking lot is empty, you can't just go in there with 100
I think
cars.
You can still tell them to leave.
Doing donuts.
Yeah, you can still tell them to leave.
You can't do that at 3 in the morning.
Right.
You're violating a million noise ordinances at that point. I know. I'm really sounding
They're just a bunch of losers.
Hold on. What if you're just hanging out? Yeah. You're not doing any of the donuts. You're not, like, blasting music.
Well, you're
not
trespassing.
All right, let's go to a couple of these calls.
Real quick. You're trespassing. It's 3 in the morning. What are you doing here?
Let's go to a couple of these. Is it you don't have the name punch up. Just says, what's going on? By the way, where's Mar today?
I don't know.
He hadn't been here all week.
He's been sick.
He wasn't here yesterday, right?
He wasn't here yesterday either. I guess it's Dawn. I don't know. Hey, what's up? You're all with the Junkies.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, great. How are you?
Okay, they have them here in Manassas on Mathis Avenue. They have them at the Burger King. I've gone to them several times. The cops have come many times, but, you know, I guess people want to just show off their cars, you know? Want to see who has the fastest car, plays the loudest music, you know, and I guess it's a good way for guys to meet girls, too. That's what they do.
But are they doing the donuts in the parking lot, or are they just parked and showing off the cars?
They've done that at the Burger King over in the Manassas there by the airport. So they have done that, but then the cops come. So, you know, it's like they do it real quick and they go.
Burger King Manassas definitely fits my mental picture.
And you like going to these?
I have gone. Yeah, I have gone in the past. I used to take my car, but I don't have my nice car anymore.
Oh, okay. So you like to show off your car?
Well, I had a nice Lexus, but I don't have it anymore. So, you know, I had the rims and all that stuff on it. You know, I had to get rid of it. But, yeah, it's nice to go see people's other cars, what kind of cars they have. You know,
so it's an impromptu car show.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it is. That's basically what it is.
I mean, I can relate to that in a sense. Like when I had my Corvette, you pay attention to other vets. I would see these, like they have like Corvette meetups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never did it.
Yeah.
But I could see the attraction, I think. Everyone looks at what mods they put on their car.
Yeah.
What kind of specs you got on it.
Yeah, like what have you
and
added to
they
it?
Race. They'll go somewhere illegal in a race. That's what they do, too, as well.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that's when the cops get pissed.
Did you ever have sex in your car?
No.
Okay. Why didn't you do that?
She liked that question.
Yeah, it wasn't a stick ship.
Yeah. Nice tipping, Valdez.
Maybe when I was a little younger, maybe I did, but not now. No, sorry.
Not in the classy Lexus, EB.
Come on, yeah.
I'm never in the Lexus.
Exactly.
Right.
No.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I mean, think of what happens to the interior of the car, EB. Huh? It just gets fouled up. The car interior gets all banged up.
I guess it depends.
I mean, if things get messy.
All right. Let's go to Dimitri. Dimitri, what's up, buddy?
Oh, I got a bone to pick with these guys. I don't like these car meets at all. Mm-hmm. I'm in the St. Charles area, Southern Maryland. Man, they come to the Silver Diner parking lot, and they just pack it out where people can't park anymore. They mess with other people's cars. These guys are like 21 to 27 years old. They have part-time jobs. They spend their whole paycheck on their cars, and then they show it off. That's what that's all it is. And the only reason why I know this is because I'm a supervisor where I work, and this kid that works under me, he's a part of one of these clubs. And all he does is not do his job but talk about his car and talk about how he's going to spend his $700 check to get a new installment or do something to his trunk that's going to put
a new muffler.
Oh, my gosh, it's so annoying. And then they think they're so cool. And then, like, I went down to Florida one time, and these guys are literally stopping busy intersections to do donuts. And then when the cops come, everybody screams, 12, 12, and everybody just runs and goes to another intersection.
I'm like, Drab, well, Drab does that at Seahawks games.
Look at the 12s ruining everything, Drab.
All right. Jeez.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Yeah, hey, Drab, what's
all right,
the
be,
town
be safe, buddy.
Where the guy that would call in that would say about eyes, he always talked about people's eyes. You know, you remember he would say
Vic from Akakee.
Yeah.
Akakee.
Yeah, everyone's, everyone's calling in saying it was an Akakee.
Akakee,
yes,
okay.
That's the one.
Got it, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. I knew it started with an A. It's weird how your brain works.
Talk about the eyes.
Huh?
Nothing. Talk about the eyes.
I don't remember the eyes thing.
No, because he's always talking about film.
Yeah. Remember, I look at the film, and remember, he's not using his eyes. Right. He always said that.
I was vibing with you. I knew exactly what you were talking
Vic
about.
Vic from Mackey is known for something else.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
He's an author.
He's
an author.
He is an author.
That is true.
Read his book.
All right, coming up. In just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. We'll talk about the Commanders draft.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Class with him. So Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee yesterday, and he cleared up I guess, the controversy about Drake May not being on the Commanders draft board. Here's his quote. The betting odds on Drake May got up, and the truth is the Commanders, the two quarterbacks they had in consideration at two, were Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. Drake May wasn't going to. He just wasn't going to. Hmm. End quote.
Man, Brett Adam Schefter. Man, I hope he proves them wrong.
You don't like these reports?
I hate that.
Why? But it's just, it's a,
I hope that they, he the proves holder. Them wrong.
Doesn't mean
it
he
is
sucks.
Eye of the beholder. You're right.
I mean, it doesn't mean he sucks.
You're
it
right.
just means for whatever
they
reason.
They didn't like him for whatever reason.
They liked McCarthy more. I don't know.
Yep.
It doesn't mean he sucks. I don't think anybody
It'll
thinks
be
that.
We'll have to grade all these quarterbacks after the third year.
Look,
or maybe,
I'm the
maybe
one
sooner.
Dumb enough to kind of think you can really mock me in a year or so. That all these guys are going to have some success. I really feel, I mean, maybe for like all these guys. Now, you'll never know with Penix. I mean, who golly knows what's going on there. But I think he's going to be good if he ever gets a chance to play.
I don't know if they're all going to have success. I mean,
yeah, I bet on time. Half.
Yeah. Which one? I know the number is always half. Well, yeah. I'm thinking this is a good class, though. But maybe I'm wrong. But like, who do you, if you had to pick one or two that you think for sure is going to bust, pick one.
For sure, to bust.
Well, just not. It's going to be a big disappointment.
I think they could. Any of them could.
I'm just asking.
I'll say both.
I mean, maybe Nick's.
I'll pick one. Yeah. I think McCarthy is.
You think he's overhyped?
I think.
Why?
I don't know. I just think he's a classic guy that's getting pushed up the draft board because teams are desperate and like he's. I don't think he's.
Well, that's why I think Nick's.
I don't think he's special.
He was pushed up the draft board.
He was.
I feel like his ceiling is decent ceiling is Kirk Cousins. Like I don't think he'll ever be like
that's
better
a great
than a Kirk
ceiling,
Cousins
though.
Level.
That's a great ceiling.
Yeah, it's a
I agree.
Ceiling. I don't know if he'll reach
they
that.
Would take,
that
oh,
would
they
be
would
a great deal. They'd kill for that. The thing with Nick's, I would have normally said Nick's, but I got sold when Lombardi said a guy like Peyton is going to get something out of him.
Peyton maybe. Him up.
Coaching has a lot to do
right.
with
it. Right. A guy like O'Connell. Now, if they went other places and Ron Rivera was coaching them, I'd say they're doomed to failure.
Yeah, I agree. Coaching has a lot to do with it. But, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks over the years, rookie quarterbacks, have had good offensive coaches.
And failed.
And they
I know.
Failed.
I, for some reason, I feel like this is a good class.
It could be.
I think that's why they all went in the top 12. Jason, it's not that they just reach. Yeah. It's just that they think they're pretty good.
I would love
and
to
they were
get
desperate.
You, I'm desperate to get you a Drake May jersey for Fanatics, but it's $40. That seems a little pricey for a t-shirt. It's $40.
Maybe after his rookie year. We'll see how he plays his rookie year.
We'll see how he plays rookie year. And if he
plays poo and plays 10 games and it sucks, then I don't want one.
Okay, got it.
I don't get the big story here. The story is they chose Jaden Daniels.
Well, I guess because the assumption
and their second finalist would have been J.J. McCarthy. That's
no
their
story.
Preference.
Yeah, it's no big story. It's just that, but the assumption was that it was between May and Daniels.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
all. That's the reason why it's a sin. It's just like, hey,
it's
by
not
the way,
entirely surprising. Look, they brought four guys to Topgolf, right? The one guy I guess they definitely were out on was Bo Nix. I think all four of those guys
were
all drafted in the top eight.
If they had taken J.J. McCarthy, it would have been earth-shattering. It would have been earth-shattering, and he was their number two. I think he was not a close number two.
Right, there's a gap there.
But I think if it's true he was their number two, if they had selected him, that would have been earth-shattering.
I would agree.
I mean, we don't know the gap. You'd have to ask Adam Peters.
Seems like it was pretty much
was
a gap.
Honest.
By the way,
Peters basically said it's been Daniels for a long time.
Yeah, like he just put on the tape, couldn't believe how good he was. You know, if you believe him. Some reason I believe his ass, and I think everyone.
Lies. I mean, he picked.
Well, they
him
took
at two,
him number two. Yeah,
and he's staking his reputation on this pick.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's a
why.
Huge pick for him and his legacy year.
Not
well,
like
if you look
me
at coaching,
people.
If you look at coaching, wouldn't you think Drake has the highest bust potential? But Jared Mayo is his head coach, and
probably if any of them,
their QB,
and they don't have a lot of talent around him.
And also, he's kind of inaccurate now. Like you're hoping he's going to get more accurate,
mm-hmm.
but he's got a big arm. But there's been a ton of guys with big arms that haven't. Succeeded.
Who's the OC?
So actually, you're right.
Alex Van Pelt.
Van Pelt, yeah.
Okay. Snubs. Their QB coach is a former tight end coach.
Actually, you're right. If I had to pick one that would bust, it would be Drake. And it's not because I don't think he's good.
I get a little size that they did the dual quarterback bit. Did they take Milton too?
They took Joe Milton, yes.
I get a little size.
I don't like it because it just creates chaos if the guy struggles. Everyone's going to be lobbying, even though it's Milton.
Yeah, but
if he struggles,
like.
Well, Brissett's going to be the. Probably be a starter for the first few weeks.
Can't have too many quarterbacks.
I just think you have to give him the Josh Allen rope. Everything that they say is that he may need more time. He's played the least amount of games of the quarterbacks who are being drafted, just two seasons. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, his rookie season, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
If you're the Patriots,
by year three, Josh Allen had 37 touchdowns with 10 picks, and his completion percentage went from 52% to 58% to 69%.
I just don't think you can sit for an entire year.
I don't maybe think not. Josh year, played 12 games as a rookie. Yeah. My point is,
I don't have a problem with
but
that.
If they want to redshirt him for half of his rookie season because they just don't feel he's ready, the Patriots are not contending for a Super Bowl. Like,
yeah, they could take their time with him. They could take their time.
Right. They may be playing the longer game.
What about
right?
What about
and that might have been the whole Commanders thing. They may not have been willing to play the long game, even though a GM really should be able to play the long game. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn wants to win in year one. And maybe Adam Peters wants to win in year one. And Drake May might have been the least ready to win in year one.
What if Drake May is number three? Because if he needs all of this time and seasoning and hasn't played that many games in college.
Too?
No. You have Brissett. And then you see what you have with Milton before you see what you have with May.
That just sounds like a real
Milton's
wacky.
Not going to be ahead of
He's going to vault it.
It just seems like a PR disaster. I hear where you're coming from. Yeah, right? I like the outside the box
thinking.
Because
if you're trying to figure out, all right, who's going to be the successor to Brissett, And if one isn't seasoned enough, and you already know that person needs more time to develop and grow because they've only played half the games that every other quarterback came out, so why not put the one guy that has a lot more experience
because they don't care about developing him.
Yeah, they don't really care about developing him. All the eggs are in the May developmental basket, so let's just throw him out there, see what you have in Milton before you make the commitment to May.
So you throw in the guy who has the worst pedigree.
That's a big time zig. That's
not.
That's a zig.
Are you feeling me though a little bit?
Zig. No, I understand the logic, but I think it's
flawed.
No,
but here's the problem, Valdez. He didn't play he played less college football than Drake May.
Yes, that blows your theory out the window. Theory out of water.
Look at how many games he played.
All right, well, how old is he?
He is older. I mean, he's played 5 years.
He's more mature.
A lot more seasoning.
I mean, how many starts did he have?
All I know about him is he has a missile attached to his torso. The dude can flame throw the ball.
I don't think it's that bad of an idea. If you're already
May would have to suck if Milton, the sixth rounder, jumps ahead of him. You know what I mean?
That would not be a good look for him. If that were to happen.
Correct. Your number three pick is sitting number three behind a backup and a six-rounder.
Thank God Valdez isn't the general manager or the consultant to the team.
All right,
I don't think it's a bad succession plan.
So Joe Milton played 6 years of college football, but he was a starter for basically one. I mean, if you want to take that into consideration. That's
still a lot more experience.
If you want the ball thrown 80 yards down the field, probably inaccurately, Joe Milton might be your guy. He's probably your guy.
EB, if you want me to give you my busts, I agree with the May.
I
don't think Caleb is going to be a bust. I think Jaden could be a bust. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May could be a bust. Mm-hmm. Penix is not even going to play, probably.
I think Penix is going to be good whenever he plays.
Think J.J. McCarthy will be a bust because I think the Vikings have a really good coach, have an unbelievable receiver.
I think he's good.
They've got help. I think he could be solid. He may not be overwhelming. And I think Bo Nix could be a bust, like an overreach. Like, they were desperate to get a quarterback.
So you're not buying that Peyton
I think that Peyton will help. Yeah. But and I don't watch a ton of college football. The one game where I watched was a lot of sideways passing, which maybe will work for Peyton's system. But it seems like most of the people out there say he was overdrafted.
I agree. I would have said if it wasn't for Peyton, I would
agree. Now, I think Jaden could be unbelievable, too.
Right.
And Drake May, same thing. But I think both those guys have. I think Caleb is going to be
the
really
key
good.
Is getting that second contract.
Yes, it is. It's important.
How many of the six are going to get the second contract with the team that drafted them?
Yep.
That's the question.
I have no idea.
Because that's how you deem it the success.
I guess. But I want to deem it before 5 years. I want to look at it.
Yeah, of course.
All right, coming up next, we will talk Commanders with Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He's the co-host of the Take Command podcast. He'll join us next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.